Jesus and his disciples arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As he stepped out on the land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time, he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles. But he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now there was on the hillside a large herd of swine feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherd saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened. And when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all of the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might go with him, but Jesus sent him away saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. In my first year of seminary, I took a course called Marriage Counseling 101. In that class, I learned basic psychological principles, and one that I remember the most applies to many areas of life. It's called breaking the cycle. Repeating cycles of conflict are very common. And for life to get better, these cycles need to be interrupted, broken. The man in today's story was in such a cycle. Filled with demons, he couldn't live at home. He lived in a local graveyard. He had no clothing. As a public nuisance, the local police would arrest him and put him in chains, but he was so strong that he broke the chains and escaped into the wilds. And then I think he went back to the cemetery without clothing. He became a public nuisance again, was arrested, put in chains. He escaped, ran into the wilds, went back to the cemetery, and the cycle goes on and on. That's how I see this man. His life was a cycle of torment. Enter Jesus with a mission to break the cycles of evil. At first, this sick man shouted at Jesus. And I don't think Jesus shouted back. I think Jesus asked in a gentle, calm, loving voice, "What's your name? What's your name?" The man answered, "Legion." Now, in those days, the word legion meant one thing: a group of 6,000 soldiers. And just so you know, there was one legion in that area that had a mascot of a pig on their flags and on their banners. Just as the Roman soldiers had occupied the nation, this man's soul was occupied by 6,000 demons. That's a lot of demons. The man got a name. He took the name that described his condition, a name that described his torment. His name was Legion. Jesus was on a mission to break the cycle of evil. The demons were on a mission to avoid the abyss. The abyss, in the religious thinking of the day, was a watery grave, a death prison for demons. That's what the abyss meant. And they didn't want to go back there. Evil always tries to avoid the consequences of evil. And the consequences of evil is the abyss. So the demons begged Jesus that they would be released into a herd of pigs. But remember, pigs were a mascot. Pigs were not as bad as the abyss. So thought the demons. The pigs ran off the cliff. Where? Into a watery grave. They ran off the cliff into the abyss. That's where evil belongs. The message here is simple. In the end, because of who Jesus is, evil never wins. Evil is going to end up in the abyss. This is our faith, that by the death and resurrection of Jesus, evil loses. Jesus wins. Jesus, by his death and resurrection, has broken. Ultimately broken the cycle of evil. Now, the man in this story was sick, not evil. The man himself was in a cycle of torment. And Jesus shows up to break the cycle. Before he was healed, Legion, his name, was called a man of the city. That was what the text tells us. This man was a man of the city. That wasn't a compliment in that culture. After he was healed, the Greek word changes there. Those who know me know I'm going to go back to the Greek. The Greek word changes there from man to anthropos. We don't catch this in English, but the new term would better be translated human being. Jesus transformed this man of the city into a human being. In the beginning of the story, the man was seriously sick, possessed of demons, and naked. And after he was healed, he was clothed and in his right mind. At the beginning, he collapsed in front of Jesus. After he was healed, he sat at the feet of Jesus. At the beginning, he had no dignity. After he was healed, not only did he have dignity, he had respect and was able to return home. At the beginning, he yelled at Jesus. After he was healed, he begged Jesus to let him follow him. And Jesus, hearing that, gave him one of the most important jobs of a disciple. Go and tell others what God has done for you. At the beginning, his name was Legion. After he was healed, I'd like to suggest that he was given a new name. His name would no longer be Legion. When Jesus sent the man back home, he said, go and tell people what God has done for you. And what did God do for him? The text tells us God healed him. In Hebrew, the word for healing is Rapha. R-A-P-H-A. Rapha. Healing. Now, in the Hebrew language, in order to combine a word with God, to put God into that word, you add the letters E-L, L, which stands for one of the names of God, Elohim. So Legion's name, I'd like to suggest, gets changed from Legion to Raphael. Raphael, which means God is my healer. This is what the disciple went to tell everyone. Raphael, God is my healer. Now, just as Jesus showed up 2,000 years ago in Legion's life, in Raphael's life, Jesus shows up in our lives now. When Jesus asked, what's your name? The answer, Legion, meant that that man had become defined by his sickness. He was defined by his demons. That's who he was. Imagine if people did a similar thing in today's world. Someone goes up and asks someone the question, what's your name? People would answer things to follow that pattern. My name is cancer. My name is diabetes. My name is arthritis. My name is heart attack. My name is broken arm. My name is macular degeneration. My name is cataracts. My name is pain. My name is addiction. My name is anger. My name is anxiety. My name is grief. My name is ADHD. My name is bipolar. And someone is bound to say, my name is sick and tired. Names like this are legion. Legion. As disciples of Jesus, we are not defined by our sicknesses or our sin. We are defined by what God has done for us. Jesus transformed Legion into Raphael. When we have demons and sickness that need to be thrown off a cliff, God always breaks in. God always comes to break the cycle and help us. And heal us. Though it happened very quickly for Raphael, more often than not, it takes longer. Demons and sickness are cast out by God-provided doctors and nurses, medications and medical equipment and research intelligence. Demons are cast out over a long period by support groups and by counseling. Demons are cast out by having a cup of coffee or lunch with a friend. Demons are cast out by rejecting and protesting what is evil and wrong. Demons can be cast out by prayer, music, art, theater, and dancing, or by fishing, or by traveling, or by going on a long walk, by exercising. Demons will be cast out by forgiveness, by acts of kindness, by acts of generosity. Demons are cast out when, as a church family, we gather together to sit at the feet of Jesus. That's why we're here, to sit at the feet of Jesus in our right minds. Demons are cast out when we receive the very life of Jesus in the bread and the wine. Legions of demons are cast out by legions of God-given gifts and blessings and people. Now, Jesus isn't just an addition to this list of gifts and blessings that I gave you. The life of Jesus flows through all of these. Jesus breaks into our lives on a mission to break the cycles of sickness, of sin, and evil. When I was in high school, my Latin teacher gave me a nickname for Latin class. That nickname was Raphael. I know what it's like to be legion. I know what it's like to have demons. I know what it's like to struggle and be tormented. But I also know what it's like to be called Raphael. The best part of life is when Jesus breaks in and heals. Now, some of you have had worse torment and struggles than I'll ever have. Some of you and the people you love have had a legion of torment and struggles. Today's story reminds us that Jesus breaks into our lives wherever there's physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual cycles of torment. Believe this. Jesus is here right now, breaking the cycles of sickness, of sin, and evil. I'd like you to join with me in a spiritual exercise. Take a deep breath and imagine now that Jesus is asking you, Jesus comes in and asks you personally in a calm, gentle, loving voice, "What's your name?" Now I invite you to whisper your name or in your mind silently, either way, say your name now. Answer Jesus. Jesus asks you, "What's your name?" Answer him. Repeat your name a few times, over and over. What's your name? What's your name? And now imagine the voice of Jesus saying your name back to you. Jesus says your name. Imagine that in the depths of your soul. Jesus saying your name. And now listen to the voice of Jesus as he says your name and promises you whatever struggles or demons come your way, I will be there. I will be there. I will be there.